I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ramadan started this week, Islam's holiest month. Muslims worldwide will fast, pray, and give to the poor for the next 30 days. It may sound harmless, but the heightened responsibility to Allah can mean danger for believers. Open Doors' Carl Muller says this year could be even worse than normal.
We look across the whole region and see the rise of radical Islam as a result of these revolutions throughout the Arab world, and we see Christian communities in almost every one of those countries directly or indirectly threatened by radical Islam in those situations.
You can get a Ramadan prayer guide at our website. Next, a lawyer has finally agreed to represent a victim of severe persecution in Kyrgyzstan. Voice of the Martyr says that a team distributing Samaritan's Purse shoeboxes in April was attacked with rocks and beaten by Islamic extremists. Now, the group leader was ignored when he talked to police. Finally, a lawyer has agreed to represent him. That case looks like it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. So pray it'll result in more freedom to share Christ in Kyrgyzstan.
God has hardwired a woman to love and to nurture and to care.
That's Wes Flint of Vision Beyond Borders. He says it's difficult to see a woman so hardened that she can't mother her children. But because of human trafficking, that's a common sight in the streets of Nepal, Burma, and India.
They refer to themselves as the walking dead. That's how they look at their own lives. It is hopeless. It is completely void of emotion and feeling.
Unless someone intervenes. VBB has a network of safe houses and schools to help rescue these unloved in South Asia.
We're seeing that the power of the gospel is transforming and changing lives in a very powerful way.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.